Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die.
Good evening. This is Pastor Brenda Spann coming to you from the Now Network broadcast. The psalmist in Psalms 93 declares, "The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established that it cannot be moved." Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. I'm excited today. I have a word from the Lord. We will be coming from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 2. Oh my goodness, I am so excited. I hope you're excited as well. Well, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, we honor you today. Lord, we glorify you. We lift you up today, Lord. Lord, we thank you that there's no other like you, Lord. Lord, I ask that you bless those that have tuned in today for a word from you, God. Lord, I pray that I decrease while you increase. Lord, I thank you that you're Jehovah Nisi, that you're the God that protects us, oh God. I thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides our needs, oh God. You said in your word that you never seen the righteous forsaken, nor your seed begging for bread. Lord, we thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom, the God that gives us peace today, God. You give us a peace that the world cannot give us, peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, we thank you that you are Jehovah. You are our shepherd, God. We thank you that there is no other like you, God. We can, the Bible says that we can run, that you are a strong tower, and with the righteous run to it and find shelter. Lord, I thank you. I glorify you. I lift you up. Oh, hallelujah. We lift you up today, God. We thank you that you are a righteous God, that you are a sovereign God. We thank you that you're a God that's full of mercy. We thank you that you're a God that's full of grace. You're a God that's full of forgiveness. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. Today is today that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in that. We are so thankful, Lord, just to be able to tune in on the Now Network to hear a word from you, God. Lord, we give you praise. We give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody need to get excited about the Lord today. Oh, hallelujah. He woke you up this morning. Oh, hallelujah. You need to begin to praise him, giving God honor, giving honor to him. Oh, hallelujah. It's because he has what made you. And so I'm excited about the word today. We will be coming from 1 Corinthians 2:2. Today, I want to focus on, if I can name this, I would name it being consistent while bearing the cross. You must be consistent while bearing your cross. Many times that we are not consistent, you know, God has called us into the sheepfold. He has called us, and we are one of his children. He has called us to be a disciple for him. He has called us. We all have a purpose. We all have a purpose. God has always given us gifts, talents. But many times, we don't use those talents. We don't use those gifts. We're not being effective in what God has given us. And so I am in a season that I want to be consistent. I want to be consistent in the talents that God has given me. The Bible said, if you be faithful on the few things, that he said that he will make you ruler over much. But, you know, I just want to be consistent first in the small things, in the few things that God has given me. Sometimes we take on challenges. We take on more tasks that we're able to take on. And we find ourselves burnt out. And I remember when I was really, really doing a lot of ministry, and I was doing the work, but I neglected the fellowship. We want to get away from doing the work because we're already saved. We're already saved by his grace. We're already saved from the finished work that God had did on the cross. And so we want to our works that we do is manifest from the fruit that manifests within us that compels us to do the work. But I want to speak to someone today. I want to let you know that the fellowship with God, oh, hallelujah, is more important than the works. Oh, God desires to have a relationship with you today. God desires to fellowship with you today. He wants to hear all about the things that's going on in your life. And not even that. Sometimes we go to God for just to tell him about what's going on in our life. But God just wants to hear, you know, I love you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in our lives. We're always going to find something that we want to complain about. I don't know about you, but I can always find something to say, Lord, I want this, or complain about that. But sometimes God just wants to simply just hear you just tell him, Lord, I love you. Lord, I adore you. Lord, I thank you for creating me. I thank you for just sending the stars, the moon, the sun up in the sky. He wants to just hear that you love him. He wants to hear that you just elevate him and you lift him up above everything on this earth. And so today, I want to talk about Paul. I want to talk about Paul. Paul, in spite of his beginning of we hear about him persecuting the Christian, I have to say that Paul, Paul was very consistent. Paul, the Apostle Paul, his Jewish name was Saul. And so his Latin name was Paul. And so Paul, he started out by persecuting the Christian. He was very zealous Pharisee. And he began to start persecuting the Christians. He began to start arresting many of them that follow the faith of Jesus, the gospel of Jesus Christ. But the Bible talks about how Paul, he had an encounter with Christ, like we all have had an encounter with Christ. So between Judea and Damascus, he had an encounter with Christ. And the Bible said that he was knocked off his horse, and the Lord spoke to him. And the Lord blinded Paul and told him, "Saul, Saul, why have you persecuted me?" And so today our scripture is going to be about, it's going to be on 1 Corinthians 2:2. And I'm going to, it's just one scripture. And again, we want to focus on being consistent while bearing your cross, your life that God has given you. Being consistent of everything that has come your way, every trick of the enemy that he tried to come up against you, all the sheep, all the wounds in sheep clothing, all the counterfeits, all the things that have come on in your life, all the lies, all the deception. I want to talk to somebody out there that being consistent. Humble yourself while bearing your cross. And this verse says, "For I," 1 Corinthians 2:2, "for I," this is Paul speaking. He said, "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." Now, Paul is talking to the church at Corinth. And so he was telling them that, he said, we never know that Paul was very, very intelligent. He was very intelligent. He was a brilliant scholar. And he was telling them that, you know, "I didn't come to you speaking out of my intellect. And I came to you speaking simply the word of God." The word, he made it so simple until even a babe was able to understand his teaching. He said, "Yes, I was a Pharisee, and you know, I was taught up under the teaching of Gamaliel, but I did not come to speak with you in these enticing words. I didn't come to deceive you on who the Messiah is. I didn't even come to tell you lies. I came simply to tell you about Jesus Christ." And I like it that that Paul, he did not waver at his word, at preaching the gospel. You see, you know, the Bible talks about in the book of Acts, and we look at the book of Acts in 9th chapter, it talks about the conversion of Paul. But I like it that when Paul got blinded, and the Lord came in a vision to Ananias, and he told Ananias, he said, go on the street called Straight to a man named Judas' house. He said, "There you will find Paul there, and you'll find Paul." He said, "I want to read it to you. I want you to go there, and I want Paul to receive his sight." He said, the Lord said, "Go over to Straight Street to the house of Judas." Excuse me. "When you get there, ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul." Okay, so then Ananias, he tells God, He says, God, I'm scared. Oh. He said, I'm afraid. This man, Saul, that you're telling me to go to, this man has persecuted the Christian. He has killed off Christians. He has put them in, arrested these Christians. He said, but you're telling me to go? I don't know who I'm speaking to. You tell me to go, Lord, to this man and have him to receive his sight. And if I like it that in spite of Ananias being fearful, he obeyed God. Oh, hallelujah. I like to say that again. In spite of Ananias being fearful, he obeyed God. And I want to challenge someone today. What I did the other day was I meditated, and I wanted to see, was there anything fearful that I was afraid of that was stopping me from moving forward? And I challenge anyone here today that if you are dealing with some type of fear, you have sort of, you know, went to the left, and you have avoided things because of being fearful. I challenge you today to rise up against that fear. Oh, yes. I challenge you to rise up against that fear. Challenge that fear. Move forward in that fear. I like it when the Bible says that God does not give us a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. Sound mind. Peaceful mind. Stern mind. Rise up against that fear. Challenge that fear and move forward. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. Fear will stop you from moving forward. The Bible says that we can say to this mountain, be ye removed, and it can be plucked up from the sea, and it shall obey you. Okay, that mountain that's going on in your life today. Whatever that mountain is, call it out. Call it to move. Move out your way. Move it out your way in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And so the Lord told Ananias to go to the house of Judas, and he says that Paul, he said, well, the Lord said, go, for Saul is my chosen instrument. In spite of what you have done in your past, you are God's chosen instrument. Oh, hallelujah. God does not hold those things against you. Oh, he said, I have thrown your sins in the sea of forgiveness, and I will not remember them anymore. And so he says, Saul is my chosen instrument. You are chosen today to take my message to the Gentiles and to the kings, as well as to the people of Israel. And I will show him how much he must suffer for my sake. And so God is telling Ananias this, and I know that he told Paul this. He told the disciples the things that they would suffer for following him. But yet, oh, hallelujah, somebody, yet they was obedient to God. And I'm telling you today, you may be going through some things. You might have to suffer some things in the future. But I am challenging you to be obedient to God in spite of what goes on in your life. That's a word for me. The Lord spoke a word to me. I went through something very painful, something very hurtful. Oh, my goodness. Oh, it was a loss. And I tell you, I was so hurtful behind it. And God told me, he told me, he says, every time you take a hit physically or emotionally, you take a hit spiritually. I said, Lord, I've been walking with you too long. I said, I'm tired of when I go through things physically. It caused me to be depressed. It caused me to be down. It caused me, my emotions, caused me to be so down where I'm not able to, I'm tired. And I'm telling someone this today because God wants you to overcome that. He wants, you know, oh, hallelujah. He wants to elevate you.
It's levels that we must be elevated to. But until you can beat the small demons, God cannot elevate you to where he wants to elevate you to. Until you can trust God, not by your emotion, not by what you see, God cannot elevate you. And I said, Lord, I'm tired of every time I get, you know, hit physically, it hits me spiritually. And you know what? Oh, hallelujah. This time when I got attacked so hurtful, it didn't take me long to get up. I tell you, it didn't take me long to get back where I needed to be. In spite of being disappointed, in spite of being lied on, in spite of being rejected, it did not, God said, you know what? It didn't take you this long. And I'm talking to someone today. You may be enduring some things, but it's not going to take you 6 months to get back where you, oh, hallelujah, back where you came, where you was. It's not going to take you a year. It's not going to take you 3 years to where you need to get back to serving God's people, studying your word, preaching God's word. It's not going to be long. Oh, hallelujah. God is doing things suddenly. Oh, you've been restored suddenly today. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. We have to trust God, saints. We have to trust God in spite of things not going the way you expect things to go. Oh, hallelujah. Do not allow the enemy to get a stronghold over you and your life. Because once he realizes how he can defeat you, that's where he will play with you in that area of your life. And I'm telling you, somebody today, in spite of what's going on in your life, continue to praise God. Continue to exalt his name. Continue to read your word. Continue to pray. Continue to go to church. Continue to seek the face of God. Oh, hallelujah. You know, when I was studying about Paul, the man was consistent. And this is my year of being consistent. I'm being consistent in this blog broadcast, consistent of what, the little talent that God has given me, consistent in prayer, being consistent. You have to be consistent in the things of God. Oh, hallelujah. In spite of Paul being stoned and left for dead, somebody need to get excited. You may have been stoned. Oh, I'm not talking about physical stone, but emotionally stoned in your emotion, in your mind. Just one problem after a problem, one sickness after a sickness. Oh, hallelujah. You may have been stoned and left for dead. Oh, hallelujah. But Paul, rise up. And if Paul rise up, and if our Lord Jesus rose up, I know you can rise up today. Oh, hallelujah. I know you can recover from everything that you've been through. Oh, bless his name. God has not forgotten you today. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. The Bible says he's a strong tower. The righteous can run to it and find shelter, can find safety. Oh, hallelujah. You are the righteous of God. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says that he was beaten with rods 3 times, whipped with 39 lashes 5 times. Oh, my goodness. But yet, Paul was consistent. He was consistent in everything. And I like it that when he got converted, I'm pretty sure many people that was many saints did not agree with him being a Christian. No, I'm pretty sure once they heard about, you know, same people that he persecuted, once they heard that he had been converted, I'm pretty sure that a lot of them did not agree. But I like it that every time that he came up against someone and someone doubted his authenticity of being an apostle, he began to start sharing his testimony. He began to start saying, you know, I was on the road of Damascus, And the Lord Jesus, he knocked me on my horse and he spoke to me. And I'm here to tell you, when you get so far from God, when you think that you are so far from God, when you get so in debt with what is going on around you, begin to start thinking about your testimony, how you first met God, how you first fell in love with God, with your first encounter with God, how you got converted, how God spoke to you, how God revealed. Begin to start thinking about your testimony. Begin to start telling people about how the Lord Jesus revealed himself to you. And he began to start telling people. He was firm in his revelations that God had given him. And I like it that he was moved by the Holy Ghost. He was moved by the Spirit of God. And see, many of us is trying to move on our own efforts, but God wants you to be moved by the Spirit of God that's within you. Oh, hallelujah. You know, he was even had death threats. My goodness. The Bible says everyone who wants to live a godly life in Jesus Christ, if they will be persecuted. The enemy, the Bible says that your enemy is the devil. Your enemy, the devil, is like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. Your enemy. When you become a child of God, you become the enemy of Satan. Okay? And so we know that saints, we have to press towards the mark of a high calling in Christ Jesus. We must stand firm. And I love it that Paul says, for I determine not to know anything among you, nothing else. I don't want to gossip. I don't want to backbite. I don't want to do none of that. All I want to know is Jesus and him crucified. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. He's worthy. God is so worthy of praise. He's so worthy of honor. The Bible talks about that the truth of God, the word of God is hidden to those that's of this world. It says in 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4. I want to read that. It says, but if our gospel be hid, is hidden to them that are lost. Those that are lost, we are called to the lost. I don't know who I'm speaking to. We are just like Paul was called to the Gentiles. We are called to tell the lost about Jesus. The gospel must be spread. It says, to whom the God of this world, Satan of this world, has blinded the minds of them which believe not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The enemy, Satan, has blinded our children. Oh my goodness. We must continue to pray. I was watching the news the other day. The Holy Spirit said, stop watching that. Because I realized that a lot of that stuff gets into these children. These games and all these different stuff gets in the eye gates of these children, gets in their ear gates. And then we see a big influencement going on. And then we see copycats, you know, killers, copycat murderers. We see that. How do that get in? We have to be on guard to what we allow our children to watch. And not just our children, but we have to watch, we have to be on guard what we watch. And so Paul told the Corinthians church, you know, I determined not to know anything among you but save Jesus Christ and him crucified. I know, you know, I told someone the other day, I know this walk, you know, the Bible talks about we have to walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. My goodness. And the flesh wars against the spirit, and the spirit wars against the flesh. It's a constant fight. Oh, hallelujah. But I tell you, God's way is a better way. Oh, hallelujah. God's way is a better way. We must be obedient to what God has called us to do, saints. Oh, in spite of, I just read many things that Paul endured. And I'm pretty sure that those who are listening have been through numerous things like myself. Oh my goodness, I can just tell a testimony from here to next week, all the things that I had been through. But I thank God for his grace. I thank God for his mercy. I thank God that he was with me, because, you know, I could have died and not even knew Christ. But I thank God for God revealing Christ to me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for the word that went forth. I thank you for those who are listening today. I thank you, Lord, that you have blessed them today abundantly, God. Lord, I thank you for your word, oh God. I thank that your word gives life. It illuminates us, oh God. We thank you for the revelation, God. Lord, I ask that you bless those that are listening today, and I pray that this word fell on good soil. Lord, I give you honor. I give you praise. I give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, and I'll be talking with you next week. Amen. Amen.
You are full of mercy, grace, and truth. So we worship you, Almighty God. The one source of our strength, we worship you, Almighty God. Everything I am. Every note I sing is for
we
you.
Worship
we worship
you.
Worship you, Almighty God.